It's Wednesday, December 11th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Lots out of DC on encryption and digital advertising, physical security keys and ransomware updates, and Oracle World is leaving San Francisco. This is the Business of Tech. Let's kick things off with a bunch of news out of DC. Lawmakers sparred yesterday with representatives from Apple and Facebook over encryption. Senator Lindsey Graham is quoted saying, "This time next year, if we haven't found a way that you can live with, we will impose our will on you." Apple's answer? "We've been unable to identify any way to create a backdoor that would only work for the good guys." Meanwhile, BuzzFeed is reporting that a Facebook contractor was being paid off to reactivate scam accounts that the company has banned. This prompted criticism from Senator Mark Warner, who is calling for greater scrutiny of the digital advertising business. And if you care about government regulations as they stand, YouTube has asked the government to eliminate rules that categorize anyone watching child-directed content as under 13, and thus ineligible to be shown ads. The FTC is currently considering changes to the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, and thus the timing of this request to remove the rules. Why do we care? It's a lot here to unpack. Senator Graham is talking about imposing his will on encryption, but without a lot of specifics to make it actionable. What does it really mean here? A reasonable policy could be an expectation of one-on-one privacy via full encryption, but communications not being encrypted when something is one-to-many, thus allowing law enforcement to get involved. Just as an individual could be required to turn over personal documents via warrant, they could also then be required to turn over those digital documents via a warrant as well. There have been examples of warrants being used effectively cited on this podcast before. Notably, that's not a soundbite. Facebook's controversy shows how outsourcing a task does not ultimately abdicate moral responsibility for its delivery, and this is just one more example of lack of consideration for doing things ethically and fully. If you don't take that into account, you're exposed. YouTube is in a similarly designed boat. They are ultimately trying to protect ad revenues on those videos delivered to children. The analogy of the chemical plant makes a lot of sense here. The most profitable way to process chemicals is to not worry about waste and dump the excess into the water. Society says that's not what we want. The most profitable way to deliver ads is to not worry about the impact and maximize spread. Particularly in the case of children, society says that's not what we want. Apple has released iOS 13.3, and while a software update isn't necessarily newsworthy, this one allows companies like Yubico to use their physical security keys for any service or application as long as it supports two-factor authenticators. With this, all the major platforms now support it. While on security, Sophos Research has revealed that the Snatch data theft ransomware forces a Windows machine to reboot into safe mode to bypass endpoint protection. At that point, the victim's hard drive is encrypted. Why do we care? Physical security keys are a very logical step in security, and it's encouraging to see continued expansion of the capabilities. Users understand the idea of unlocking things with physical keys, so there's a distinct opportunity here for those delivering security and protection. Especially when you see the criminals continue to get smarter. Ransomware smart enough to reboot in safe mode. Endpoint protection alone isn't enough, and layered security combined with well-managed offline and online backups with a proper disaster recovery plan is needed. It's scary out there, which is why there's opportunity to help customers. Oracle is moving its Open World conference from San Francisco to Las Vegas in 2020 and will be there for 3 years. Oracle cites high hotel prices and poor street conditions as reasons for the move. The impact is estimated at $64 million to San Francisco, with an impact of 62,000 room nights over the 3 years. Why do we care? This podcast is called The Business of Tech, and right here is how business influences the decisions. If your attendees are paying too much for hotels, you can't grow as well as you would want. The statement about street conditions is important, though. This is one of the biggest industry events of the year, so this move is significant. San Francisco has taken a lot of heat for income inequality and homelessness problems, and was noted just the other day as a tech growth city. Now another portion of its revenue may be impacted, and with a growing focus on fixing the homelessness problem starting to build, we'll see if action starts to accelerate. The new episode of Killing It is out, and this week the guys talk about the demise of Kodak and what we can learn about innovation and direction. And are you ready for Industry 4.0 and Reality 4.0? What does it mean and what are the next steps around VR, AR, and XR? And finally, is IoT cutting costs? Three topics, three hosts, and 30 minutes. Download the Killing It podcast on your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Got some great feedback from listener Laura, who had disagreed with my views on 5G and gave some food for thought. I'm going to dig in and follow up soon. It's great to be disagreed with and get the conversation going. If you find the show valuable, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and we'll catch you tomorrow.